Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Pod Metro Season 2. And today we are moving to the creative spotlight, and with us we have Nini Adeyemo. I mean, it's time to shine light on our creatives and like get to know them and how all these IT issues affect them. Hi Nini, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you doing?
Wow, as you can see, I'm good.
It's good to have you on this episode. I mean, I've not really been able to like speak with a documentary photographer at all, really, like an interview or anything.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be your first guest.
Well, thanks for being on the episode with us. All right, talking photography, let's start with how like the users like in photography. I don't want to use the word passion, but yeah, what made you like photography?
Now, well, you can't take your passion from this thing. Yeah. So I didn't just wake up honestly and said I want to do photography. I was frustrated. I was tired right from my under level. I was tired of my course. So I wasn't feeling. I'm an active person, but I'm not an acting freak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So being in theater art, I was just my under level. Yeah. I was first semester. I was just lost. Number one, I didn't want to like study that course. I mean, two, I was just tired. I was frustrated. Yeah. So the graphic came as an escape. Because as at then, I had a techno phone, I had a phone with a good camera. So like, that was when I discovered my creative prowess. And I'm like, damn, guy.
Okay, who would think anyone would be tired of their class? I'm surprised.
Well, like, for my kind of person, so I shouldn't be tired, but I just found myself like, okay, because when we first resumed, it was, you know, there's this thing called initiation. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're subjected to some things that affected me. So I was like, damn, I wasn't prepared for this thing. I didn't know those things. So, and then up to date, I'm still like in that sense yet. And that was one of the things that can't catch me on stage.
Like, you've never been on stage?
Not like never, but like, acting, yeah. I'm always better in the camera, so I'm a media student. So yeah. So photography was born out of tiredness from this whole thing, and then I picked it up.
All right. So you said you started with your phone, like that's mobile photography.
Yeah. So I'm still a mobile photographer. I still see myself as one, because every day, anywhere, I just go and I'm not my camera. I just see interesting moment or site, I just be like, oh, my phone, I document and then freeze the moment in time. Yeah. Shout out to my friend, she actually carry movie gas for him. Well, yeah, she's doing like really great. So, like, and I send it out.
Oh, that's great. And photography is one of the ways to capture the moment.
Yeah.
Just things there, like.
And I think I found something to live for. And then since 2019 to date, I'm fulfilled, honestly.
Amazing. So from all the memories you've been capturing, let me see, which of the photographs resonates the most with you?
I've taken a lot of very, very nice and incredible pictures. I've frozen a number of moments in time that might never happen again, mm-hmm. like in different places and mm-hmm. times. So it's so hard to really point at one, but I think I can remember one or two right now. So there's one time I was in school, one of my documentary photographer friends just called me. Like, Nini, there's this first thing happening in Oyo, let's go together. And I was, that day, funny enough, as a theater student, mm-hmm. we don't have time. Like, we don't have our time to ourselves.
To ourselves.
So that day was just maybe our lucky day, maybe my lucky day. And then I had my phone with me and I said, yeah, no, Oyo is home actually. So I'm like, okay, let me quickly come. And I entered bus, brah, brah. So I documented a festival, Shango Festival, and then that I think I'm a fairness person. I go all out of my stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and then I was just doing my thing and I documented the event as if I'm shooting with the best gadget, the best camera, and I was with my phone. And then I uploaded it and then I worked on all the pictures and then the picture actually appeared to be like my breakthrough picture here to date, and like that experience to date still busts my brain. Like, so And that was it. And that picture here, it's being exhibited in the Swedish embassy in Abuja, and still hanging on the walls to shot still there now.
That's so my highlight. And looking about the experiences, what are the amusing events that happen while you're actually taking photos, say in events or at different places?
Honestly, there are too much for me to remember.
Was there about some experience that you just can't forget? You just cannot forget them.
Like this one I just said now,
mm-hmm.
I can't forget that me and my friends, because in this kind of profession, this documentary photography, you need to photography is a people's business, and as much as possible, you need friends to, go along, travel, go on trips together,
mm-hmm.
go on and do projects together.
Right.
So, Ojigoda is one of these. One of those trips, I'm like, oh, there was one too in Ilori Durbar Festival. So Ojigoda was just that experience is very beautiful, and it's one I can't forget in a long time. So it was just me and a couple of my friends, and then we witnessed the elegance, glamour, the beauty of Yoruba culture. Yeah, so. People have money.
In fact, it was like months after
I shot, I documented the event. I was spotlighted from one international magazine like that. So he just texted me randomly. This photo, I've even forgotten.
I took them.
And
we are on the internet.
I just got this text on Instagram. I just got this DM from this. I'm like, so they requested for the images too. And this is just one of them. This is just one of many. I'll also check my notification. I'm like, can you? And so like, That was really, really an amazing one. Like the fact that it was like months after I documented the event,
right.
And people still like crazy with it. You don't have a Nigerian magazine. Or this is like,
I think the thing I read about some creative parts is like you. Let's say, for example, we are recording some videos,
yeah.
And you think, "Oh, I did it 3 years ago," and it's on the internet. As long as you are putting them out there, people would always come back for them. As long as they love them,
I think so. Just imagine you having a bad day, and I got that kind of, I get that kind
of. That's a booster.
Yeah, so there are a number of days I'll just be scrolling and I'll just see in DM and some of them just I'm not tired of it now. Not tired. Big dumping. I'll just be going, I'll just be doing anything. My phone just buzzing, notification. I just sir, who's after us? I'm just in the light, because I just she wants to cheat me. I just liking my post. Talk your truth. And that's the thank you. So I get that off all time, okay.
Of course, it's a great one. And talking about uniqueness, what do you think makes your photograph what makes it unique? There are some photographers, they have these different things, and you have it they are known for that.
Okay, so talking about uniqueness now, I think first is the creativity. I think you can't just take that away from it comes, because right from time I wasn't waiting for the best time.
Mm-hmm.
Even in taking pictures, I wasn't. There are moments we don't prep. We don't we wait for some moment. So you anticipate moments. Mm-hmm. There are some moments you don't plan, and I'm always ready, camera ready. She gets so And one of the things that makes me unique is the fact that I don't wait to have all the gadgets in the world. I still don't have all the gadgets in the world yet. And before I could do the greatness I put out. So initially it was because I was shooting with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
A phone that wasn't even the best as at that time. Because I was just, and the fact that I had a clear sense of direction when I started out. Because I'm always inspired by people, by nature, my immediate environment,
mm-hmm.
by people around me. So humans are beautiful. Like there's more to everybody. There's more to seeing that creative part of me, that Because the same, so I'm using a better phone, and I was using a Tecno, all Tecno cameras that time. And I would take picture, I'm like, damn, are you sure you took this picture of the phone? I'm like, yes, now. That's the same phone you guys have in your hands. And then, so I think that creative part of me makes me unique, and the ability to not sleep a moment, like to choose those moments in time. I think when I put out those pictures, I'm like, damn, you did yourself, man. And I think so with ideas, I'm just like leveraging on that and then keep building on it. So and then here I am today.
Yeah, here you are today. Let's talk about like the environment. She says you like taking in some like people around you, for instance. So which like you have your favorite locations where you love to go to take pictures, or you just like can be anywhere?
Okay, so this was the part where I said I'm inspired by my immediate environment. I don't necessarily need to go to my I don't even have a favorite location in mind right now. So it's just become a part of me, yeah. To observe my immediate environment and then tell the story according to how it is, how I meet the place, showing it. So there's beauty in rawness. So and I think that's just it for me.
All right. Now let's talk about, have you ever come across a situation where people, you take pictures and they face concerns like, I don't want you to post my pictures, like this thing has privacy rule, all of that?
I can't remember me pointing my camera at someone and the person says no. Because first of all, I won't approach you with a wooden face. I will always smile at you first and then try to, you know, please can I get a picture?
That's a school tip, huh?
But if there are cases like that, I think the one I can remember now is a client reaching out to me to document his wedding. Because as much as I'm a documentary photographer, I am a creative first. So like I can do portrait, I do other things apart from documentary. You know, documentary is a genre and photography. Yeah. There are other stuff. So as a creative, I think I'm not boxed. So I shouldn't be boxed. So there was a time a client reached out to me and then he said he got referred from one of my friends. Still date, I don't know who referred me, sir. So and then this guy paid me, wanted to do a private wedding, and then he paid. In fact, he didn't stress me. You know, this client that all of stressing said, this is my
that, now those clients are they like
smiles. The boss, I was really anticipating, and then I think 2 or 3 days to the event, he now texted me again and I was like, this is our picture, so I wouldn't want you to share them until after 3 years. Ah. Okay, this is not a problem, actually. Because see, really as a person, I'm always excited if I take, I can't wait to show the world, yeah. That was like, I have this excitement of a child, yeah. If I take pictures now, if I take pictures today, right, yeah, I would, by all means, edit today if I'm not dead tired.
Make sure
like, that helps. And I do, like, I put it on my images and then it come out, I want to see the, so okay, some days when I'm bored or when I'm having a bad day, I just check my gallery. Let me drop one post. I mean, I just sit back. I'm doing commenting. Maybe baddest. Like people are even talking in normal radio. You know, they might just come and send me take guy in boss my brain. Thank you. When they need my brain, it's cool. So like this guy just is you gonna be posting these pictures until after 3 years? I'm like, damn. I'm like, is there a problem? But we had this agreement initially, and then I think I spoke to someone. Because, yeah, stuff like this. And so then the guy wanted to go. I don't told him, if you have, we didn't have this agreement before you did. If you had told me, I would need this price. Yes. I mean, we're
working on your prices.
Yeah, so like you have to pay time to get this amount. And it's going to be like per year for the next 3 years. And so I didn't know the guy is a lawyer. You think girls are in America and got you told me, I know where to catch you. So I was like, okay. So what we didn't agree on my terms, and I'm like, okay. So I'm going to do a refund. Do you pay me like I said, just give me, just go in like that was a big thing actually because I spent part of the day. like school, yeah, it was one of those. So like, I had to just be a bigger person. Yeah. It's not, by the way, it's not. But the next time you'll be coming to work for, and then it's not going to be the same price. So, and then I get better every day. So like, those are considerations.
All right, you know, prices get higher. All right, let's talk about the flip side now. Like, have you ever, like, already taken pictures, say, at events?
Okay.
And, yeah, you posted them and you had people come to you, like, asking you why you posted their pictures without their consent or anything?
I've not had that before. For you to be in a public place or in an event where I've been paid to photograph, you don't have any right. I have the 100% right to my images. If I take your photo now, I have the 100. In fact, you see it on people tomorrow. It's not a problem. I have the full right to my images as long as I didn't take your photos on the pressure. And You didn't tell me initially you didn't want me to not take your
photo.
Yeah, but I've been in situations where more photos, yeah. And I respect the, what's it called? So, but yeah, the one that is just quite similar is maybe there's a project and then, like now, you know, as photographers, the more you grow, you find yourself in some situations where you work on some project and you might have to sign some NDA forms, yeah, some non-disclosure agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did one last day, and like, when people check my page and they see my works, and they think this is the highlight or the most, like, this is not even it. Like, just wait, give me some more time. It's in my draft. So, like, I did one like that, and then, in fact, on the set, you can't record, you can't take snaps, you can't use your phone. Because we already signed some agreements that,
yes,
for such a short period of time, cannot drop this kind of picture, and you have to agree with them. If you do that, let it go. I don't know that. You know, like, so these are things. So, and then I said the similar case of, there's this project I did, and then I'm not supposed to. I didn't know I'm not supposed to post, but like, the phone dropped, so it was a music video, and then I was upset as a photographer. And then the phone dropped and dropped the pictures
too.
Not knowing that it's for the video, like it's on the video. And the person was really polite, and they actually came to my DM. I was like, "Hi, we have not, like, we are investing a lot on the promotion of this song, so please don't do this right now." And then I went and I archived the post, and then whenever the video is out, I'll let it out again. So,
and let's talk copyrights. How do you, like, protect your pictures, the photographs you have on your Instagram handles? How do you, like,
Well, you know, in this part of the world, people abuse privileges, or they abuse creative people's works a lot. Like, for instance, there's this most recent stuff now, AFCON. One of my guys, one of my senior colleagues here, they are all, like, scattered in the stadium now, like, documenting the sports events now, AFCON. And then you get to see blogs popping out their watermarks, using them, all of this.
That even was like, you see the watermarks there.
I mean, there are people that even put their names on the photo, so they crop it and then post on their blogs, post on their page. And I mean, in the same way, what these filmmakers are fighting piracy is just what I'm saying. We're also battling with all these people too. Because I don't get it. Why would you come? In fact, there was one guy, he opened an Instagram account and then he was literally fetching wages from different people putting on his page. And girl, this will not be best. And then you enter my DM and I'm like, bro, I'm so. If you like to, I will give you my images. I will have to get better quality. Rather than you just going on specials, just putting my work. Yeah. You need all those things,
yeah.
So a lot of times, and you know, you are saying those are random people. What about people you work for and they won't even like credit you for your work? Some people just have issues with them. Some people don't, because you just have to understand. I don't know how you can actually understand this kind of shit. But like, you have to let go. How many people do you want to sue? I will. You know, we have to beg you, please. Give us the credit for our work and stop stealing our work. So imagine these people going all the way to Côte d'Ivoire. They invested a lot of time, a lot of money for their trip and hostels. And you just come and screenshot the post and then drop their stuff out. It doesn't make any sense. So let's hope it gets better.
Can we talk about this? Like, have you personally, like, being in that space where the intellectual property of your work was infringed upon, and like, how did you handle that? Mm-hmm. These pictures of Ogidio by you took, and you have some of the pictures, like,
one time, okay, I think it was 2 nights ago, my kid brother just entered my thing. If I use my dad's WhatsApp text, like, he shared the photo. I'm like, is this not your photo? No, it's not my photo, don't worry. So, yeah. Times like that, we either reach out if it's on Twitter, we can just quote the post and like take down this photo or give the credit. So, or if I feel I'm about to get cheated, or like I have lawyer friends, I have both in school and then those that don't like practicing, yeah, so we can always. Like, I always reach out to them and then seek legal advices from them on how to go about mailing them. And then, if they do not want to go the easy way, we can always escalate things and then go the proper and then make them face legal action. But, like, so I've not had any questions. Like, I'm peaceful person, peaceful person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So please, I even don't think about this, like, seeing my other side of all.
Do you still remain peaceful when people like challenge the intellectual property of your work, saying perhaps you're in the same event, and it's like, that's not your work, that's
me. Yes, I remember one now. Okay, this is really like quite personal to me. One time in 2021, before my grandmother died, was rest in peace. So this was like the first time in 7 years I saw, and that was the last time I saw her again. Imagine someone that is that dear to you, and then I took a photo before she died. That was the last time I saw her. She died maybe the following month. So I took a photo of her. She held my hand, this hand. She held my hand, you know. So I drew some kind of inspiration from that, like, the old versus the new. She held my hand on her deathbed, and I took my phone. I took the picture. Yeah, my hand, and my grandma. And I sent this picture on Twitter. Ah, bro, I didn't even meet the guy at all. Ah, what's going on? So in the end, because my friends are always, anytime stuff like that happens, they need the chairs to shout to the panda to like, you know, like, so like, I'm blessed with that kind of friends to me. Like, at the same time, still did escalate to that level. Like, I didn't take it lightly too. Like, any attempt, any means of making the person like just drop the post or was, I'm still waiting, because I know big brands from Jida, they share loss. So like,
exactly,
I'm just waiting to catch on skin. But I don't know if it's a human, like, a big deal here, is intellectual property, you know, because we do a lot. There are a lot of times we go on assignment on project that we are self-funded, largely, like, a lot of times we are largely self-funded. Imagine me using the same money I should be using to eat, take them up, and then go on trips, go to London, go to Canada, go to, just travel far, just. And saying just in the corner of the room, just screenshot or just do whatever, or submit an entry, like my photo.
Your pictures.
Without reaching out to me, that would be.
Okay. How do photographers, I wouldn't say all the creators, but certainly photographer, how do you like protect the value of your work? How do you make them remain valuable?
Okay, so how I put value on my work is maybe sometimes if you make prints for sale, we could make them limited editions. Yeah. Limited editions, and then maybe one of two. So, and then I think that's one. And yeah, watermark, you know, people tend to, over time, yeah, people tend to know your work for, like, this person, the things I attach this to the photograph of this concept. You know, if I see this person's photo, I'm like, nah, this is this guy's work. So, like, just come over time, it's professionalism and expertise, I think. So
yeah. There are times you work with other photographers on the project, yes?
A lot of time, yeah.
So how do you determine who owns what or who owns who?
Me working with other photographers on projects, means everybody have their own camera, everybody have their own approach to the subject matter or to whatever projects are working on. Like, for instance, now, post-COVID, yeah, immediately we resumed. Well, like, immediately school resumed after COVID, not after COVID. Like, there was a child time school resumed when COVID was at least on the human side. So I worked on a project there. So if another person work on the project, approach matters, approach DVD to differentiate your work from another person. And so your photo is, in the photo you take, you have the 100% right to your images. So like, there's no way another photographer's work will, there are different things. So like, you can always work together on projects, but then the difference will still be there. So long.
All right. So how has the digital age been able to impact the world of photography from where it was to where you have it now?
Digitalization has improved and, you know, has made the reach wider. You know, in terms of I'm talking here now, my photos don't travel much with you. In fact, during COVID, especially 2020, was like, I was still shooting my phone then. And then there was this stage of isolation that featured my works about 3 times in London. And I was even supposed to go for an exhibition at times. So I just imagine that if there were no digitalization, if there were no like technology, stuff like this that not have been able.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there will be a lot of limitations for our works to like travel that far a lot of times. So I think digitalization has actually given us wide range of visibility far and wide across the world. So imagine people that like knows that, recognize my work. People I don't even know. But because of the internet, because of technology, these things are happening. They happen. So I mean.
All right, now, Nini, we are moving towards the end gradually. But now, what do you like have to say to like aspiring photographers, those who'd also like to like capture stories and moments with their phones or their camera? What do you have to say to them?
Okay, so the best camera I see, the camera I am. Let's leave like that first. So the best camera is one in your hand. And then don't see limitations, honestly. Don't see any limitations. If I'd said, because I don't have the best gadgets, I won't shoot, I won't freeze moment, I might not be who I am today. So I might not be here today. I might not. So first, don't see limitations, and then just try as much as possible. Live in the moment, be in the moment, and then document your days. So you don't know who you are inspiring. You don't know. Push out stories. Like, there are a lot of stuff happening in the world. You know, a lot of things can document. There are a lot of stories. There are stories everywhere. Like everyone has a story too. So I mean, don't be discouraged. I'm all just keep shooting.
Keep shooting. Yeah, that's the watchword. Yeah. Keep shooting. Alright, finally, what impact do you like want your work to leave on those who view them?
I feel like you do it. I just want people to see my works and be open, honestly, and be hopeful. I mean, each moment I document, I want them to look back to see and smile. I don't want people to see my picture and remember and have a bad memory. I mean, I want them to see my work and smile again and be like, wow, this is a good time. And then see word of prayer to the photographer too. I don't know if that answers it, but.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on this episode. It's been an amazing time.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for being on. And we call you next season.
I'm not calling you.
All right.
I mean, that's I'm in Nigeria, please.
You're not in Nigeria. I don't know if we do it better. All right, guys, that's all we have for this episode of Pod Metro Season 2. Thanks for joining us. Remember to join to listen to other episodes we have too. And yes, listen to them and let's all ride in this world of IP. I remain Hamida Ajibade and see you guys next time.